From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Time for your comments, but first this correction to a story we ran on Friday when South Korea held a public funeral service for ex-President No Mu-hyun 6 days after he committed suicide. In his story, reporter Anthony Kuhn said No lost the most recent presidential election. Not true. In South Korea, presidents are limited to a single 5-year term.
Now, your letters. Ina Jaffe's story on Blob Live, an open mic night in Southern California for struggling entrepreneurs, prompted Daniel Schwalbe of Seattle to write this. I couldn't help but chuckle when I heard in your story that the company that funds Blob Live was the credit card company Advanta. I've been a business customer of Advanta for over 10 years, and just this week received a notice that Advanta is folding and will shut down any and all business credit card accounts. It just goes to show that in this economy, nothing is for certain.
For our ongoing How Low Can You Go cooking challenge to make a meal for under $10, we interviewed Valerie Gaino, and her recipe for dal, an Indian lentil dish, got raves from Mary Lawton of Houston, who writes, "Lentils taste great and are easy to prepare and cheap. Thank you for helping more people understand that eating for less does not mean going out to a fast food restaurant."
If you have questions, comments, or complaints about our program, we'd like to hear from you. You can write to us by visiting our website, npr.org, and clicking on Contact Us at the top of the page.